Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. High of, I don't know, like negative 18. Who cares? Breezy lost a hubcap on Monday, and then yesterday she convinced herself that the world is coming to an end.
Guys, it's really dark. So, it's really dark in here.
So she went to Aldi's, purchased 2 cans of soup to add to her end of the world survivor kit. It's been a tough week.
It's really been a hard one. It's scary inside my brain, truly.
Obviously, with the tariffs that were set into place by President Trump, people are feeling very uneasy of what the future looks like.
Yeah.
Now, some people tend to panic more than others when watching the news. And then you have certain people who are constantly prepared. I mean, it doesn't matter if you go for a leisurely hike on a Sunday afternoon through Cobbs Hill. More than likely, they're bringing a generator with them.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like it just makes me wonder because I keep seeing all these things on TikTok and it's the fear-mongering purchases that they're trying to hook you in with. It's like the world is ending and you need this solar charger power lamp because you're not going to have access to water. And I'm like, what? But it's just like crazy, right? So it makes me think, and I want to ask you this morning and anybody else listening, 585-252-9800. You are the most type A person I know. You are very much everything's in order, everything has a place, everything is, you know, planned and ready to go.
Sure.
And it makes me wonder, when you were living in LA, were you ever prepared for natural disaster? I mean, we just saw the wildfires in LA. We know that earthquakes hit LA all the time. And that can leave people and residents of that area pretty shaken up of lack of water, lack of resources, lack of energy, power, whatever the case may be. And I wanted to know, were you like a doomsday prepper? Not so much a doomsday prepper, but like if something were to happen, did you have a couple weeks of supplies ready to go?
Well, it's funny enough you say that. I had a friend who moved there the same time I did. We both worked at the same production company, and we both experienced our first earthquake together.
Okay.
Well, that was enough to put her over the edge. So she put together a list of everything somebody needed to have to prepare for a disaster. And she goes, you need to make sure every single thing on this list is ready to go and stored away for when you need it the most. I'm like, all right. And she was totally prepared. But on my list, oh, man, what did I have?
Cheetos.
No, I had 6 bottles of Dasani and just a rope. That was it. That was my survivor kit. I had 6 bottles of water and some rope, which I didn't even know what I was going to do with the rope. But
right.
That's you would have thought I would have been more prepared, but I never was worried. What's shocking enough, you know?
Yeah.
Because I am pretty type A, but I'm never like, you know, it's different for me. I don't know. Sometimes I'm not prepared. Like the Bills game I went to, the playoff game the other week, I didn't even bring gloves. It was like 2 degrees outside.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? People are like, dude, where's your gloves?
Your phalanges are just like freezing off.
Like, I don't have them. There are some things that I'm really concerned about and very type A with. And then there's others where I'm like, I fly by the seat of my pants.
I think that's so funny because my girlfriend is the exact same way. I'm just like kind of throw caution to the wind to everything in my life mostly. But I think it's so funny because I don't understand how you can really sit there and be both. Because how can you sit there and be like, this needs to be planned and this needs to work out and this and this and this and this. And then we're like, hey, a storm's coming. You should probably bring gloves. You're like, nah, I'll be fine.
That's what it, I, you know, I can't, I'm, I, it's just,
can't
that's
even
what it
wrap
is.
My head around
Here's
it.
Some of the things you guys would absolutely need, okay? If, let's say, there was a disaster or
something were to happen.
Wegmans runs out of food. It's like water, food, non-perishable food items, you know, though, you guys. We're not talking about chicken breast. We're talking canned goods, energy bars,
right.
Freeze-dried meals, first aid kits. That's the essential. You need a light source, a very good, reliable flashlight. You can find those on the TikTok shop. You're not going to get it in time, though. Shelter. Some of you are going out of your way to buy storage containers to dig a hole in your backyard in Hilton and Spencerport and Ogden and shove these storage container units underground. You want to talk about being overly prepared?
That's insane. People, I know someone like that. I know someone like that.
And you know what? I'm telling you right now, God forbid there is a disaster and you know that person who has that shelter.
There you go.
They're not going to let you in.
No, not at all. You ever watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? They were like mole people. They yeah. went underneath the ground and they had the whole thing, the whole setup.
What was that Michael Shannon movie where he was waiting for the world to end? His family thought he was crazy. Guys, what's the name of that movie? It stars Michael Shannon. He puts a storage container in his backyard. Great film. But everybody thought he was just a psychopath. Turns out his intuition was spot on.
Let's see. Take Shelter.
Take Shelter. That's the name of it. Great movie.
Can I do that one next week?
Nope.
Cool.
We're going to do a Valentine's Day movie.
That is true.
And don't forget basic hygiene, you guys. Soap, toothbrush, toothpaste.
With the water bottles. Yeah, the things that my... Honestly, I said this to Moose off air. I kind of wish that I was rage deleting TikTok when it was banned, because me not having it would probably do wonders for my psyche, because the things that are popping up on my algorithm are truly terrifying. They're like, you need this solar
right, this is getting
panel
ahead. Yeah.
charger, and you need this filter that you can put your pee in and then you can drink it because it turns into water. I'm like, what
That's
is going on here? What is happening?
Tina goes, guys, you're forgetting toilet paper. What about toilet paper? Dude wipes would probably be a better choice, but sure.
You there know were, what?
When I was speaking of LA,
okay.
there was homeless people more prepared than I was in LA. You should have saw
Fully.
Some of these encampments. I'm not kidding you. They built them right in the middle of the medium. This one person, 6 months they worked on this tent. I don't even know what you'd call it. It was nicer than my place. Then they're out of their mind
right.
on drugs.
Right.
So I'm like, this guy's an engineer.
He's creative.
He put solar panels on the roof of this tent.
That's
okay?
insane.
I swear to you. There was solar panels, a picket fence that went around the I don't know where he found turf, but he laid out turf. There was a peephole in the tent door. He actually put numbers. Like, the guy had a zip code for actually living there. It was a house number. And the cops came by and they knocked on the tent. And I witnessed this happen. And they said, sir, they opened the tent. There was a flat screen TV with power playing in the tent.
Because of the solar panels.
I don't know where it was plugged into. It was in the middle of the road. And they told the guy, I thought they were like, we got to take all this down. This is in the middle of COVID.
Right.
And they looked at the guy and was like, hey, some of your tent is hanging off the curb. You have to move it up. Otherwise, we're going to have to ask you to take it down.
Wow.
I'm like, this is wild to me.
It's funny that you mentioned COVID, because I take comfort in knowing that, like, we survived, probably, hopefully, fingers crossed, the closest thing to the end of the world that we as a country or we as a nation or we as a world will ever go through, which was COVID, because we didn't know what was to come. You know what I mean? So I take comfort in knowing we survived that. I take comfort in knowing we survived the TikTok shutdown. I take comfort in knowing all these things.
We survived the TikTok shutdown? What was there to survive?
No, an app went away for 12 hours. I'm just saying, like, that all worked itself out. Like, everyone was freaking out. It all worked itself out within 12 hours. Like, I just take comfort in knowing that. This person says, sourdough bread. I understand why everyone was making it during COVID. It's bread that you can make with just flour and water and kneading.
It's the best tasting bread, and it's the healthiest for you.
And there you go.
Take a piece of sourdough toast any day of the week.
And there you have it.
Oh, by the way, that tent, it ended up exploding. The guy was making meth in it. So welcome to Hollywood. 98 PXY.